Hello and welcome to the Gamerland Podcast. I'm your host, Justin Worsham. With me, as always, is the one, the only, the row, row in your boat, boat.
Gently row, down row the your stream. Boat gently down the stream.
Here's the thing. If you need a reason, I don't know if this is it, but if you need a reason to tune in live at MixLR.com/Gamerland, you go there, you get it on the app. For no other reason, what you just missed was some fun that only five people enjoyed that were tuned in early before we went live. And it was us listening to the live stream. And there's a delay, obviously. So we were listening and then responding back to ourselves.
In an infinite loop.
Then, yeah, it just kept going. It was quite possibly the most entertaining paradox I've ever found myself in. Did you know, Kevin Miller?
Oh, is there? There's
you,
a quiz.
Yeah. Yes. You were the person. Mm-hmm. Who taught me the term paradox.
We were young. I think you were in high school when I taught you that word.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I knew it the word, but you were the first one who I felt like I don't remember. I feel like it was had to, something to do with Star Trek.
No, it had to do with.
God, your memory is good.
It had to do with Lost in Space.
That's right. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The new Lost in Space.
Well, the old new Lost in Space.
Wait, has there been a new one since this happened?
I'm positive. Sure, it's a franchise. I'm sure, but it had Joey in it.
Yes, it was. I was just going to Google if it had Matt LeBlanc.
Yeah, no, it did. And I've only seen it that one time, but the part that drove me crazy about that is there was a real evident paradox in that film, and I felt like it was such bad science fiction that why was anybody taking that film seriously?
I'm laughing. I'm smiling.
You are.
Because it's like going back into until you were breaking this down and almost a rant level.
Yeah.
I had no idea what a paradox was.
Really?
Or why it was important.
That's fascinating to
I'm
me.
Very stupid.
I don't know about that. It's just, you know, I think we all grow up with our understanding of the world, right? And then we just assume that most people are experiencing the same things. Like even in your school, that you would just assume that everybody in their own home has a culture that looks like yours. And not until you marry somebody, do you realize that that is not the case at all. And that everybody has their own individual culture, because I grew up on a steady diet of Star Trek. But as I look back,
do they mention paradox a lot?
Enough. There's at least two solid paradox episodes were an education for me.
This is, I think, what kept me from really understanding, really getting into, I think, the nerd culture, is that there was such a big part of me that was when I would just veg out. But I always loved watching Star Trek, but I wasn't really truly immersed in what was going on or trying to figure anything out. That was
interesting.
Television and video games have always been, weirdly enough, the time where I feel like I disengage my brain.
Really? Now, what I was about to say is that there, for as far as I know, there really aren't any shows doing what Star Trek did for so many years, which was highlight and value a team of people working a problem, thinking creatively to solve it, with unity being a focus of that. As I say that, there might be some of those CBS procedural dramas.
Maybe Scorpion was the first thing, but I haven't watched it.
And I've seen a couple. So there's probably that in some other shows. But video games do that. There are video games that promote, like I was like, oh, and there's probably nothing that my kids or the next generation is going to resonate with. That's like, because even the new Star Trek, they're more highly individualistic. Like they're kind of churning the genre on itself. Like Star Trek Discovery is about individual.
People,
and then they're learning unity. So maybe it's something, but you know, every episode of every Star Trek series is about a group of people, even if they don't like each other, working a problem together, like The Martian, but there being a lot of them instead of just Matt Damon. But I feel like that a kid today would play a video game, and if it's cooperative, would learn how to work a problem together. So they wouldn't see it role modeled for them, but they would probably experience it.
Oh, that's interesting.
I think of games like, Mass Effect probably falls into that line.
It's not co-player in Mass Effect, but you are. Mass Effect is essentially ripping off Star Trek to a certain extent.
Right. And then I guess Overwatch and those kind of like Destiny, there's a little of like, let's work together, Call of Duty and those sort of games.
Assassin's Creed Unity.
But there isn't a thing, none of those examples showcase a team of people, because the power of an ensemble television show is that it rotates. Like, 1 week, I mean, usually the shows would eventually, the captain is the one to come in and like, dad will fix the problem. That's common. But there's still, like, it can be a Data episode or it could be a Geordi episode if you're looking at TNG.
And you don't feel like you're missing anything.
Exactly, yeah.
And I'm trying to think. But see, the difference between what you're describing and, say, like Big Bang Theory, which is, yeah, I guess, another ensemble-based show, is that that they don't fix problems.
They don't solve problems together.
They just make laughs.
Yeah, and ensemble's great. And in fact, I mean, I don't watch the show a ton, but I also assume that there's a lot of cutting each other down, because that's generally a place for comedy. And that's the opposite of an ensemble.
That's your point of Star Trek, is that everybody was trying to elevate everyone.
Exactly.
Which was...
if they didn't agree to each other, they had a sense of honor and duty to their job responsibility that went beyond their own sense of self.
What year did Next Generation start?
87.
Okay, so I was young enough, because I remember being employed watching Star Trek Next Generation. So this would have been probably 89, 90.
With my stack of gold coins for my lemonade stand.
Yes. Which it's such an interesting thing to kind of flash back to this, because my point is that I remember there being early on, I remember watching an episode where they basically said, we have no need for money. Everybody just does the job that they want to do.
Yeah. And which is extremely socialist and borderline communist.
Right.
And a little unsettling.
But here's where I don't know, maybe I am ignorant to communists, but I think that the thing that separates communists is that in a lot of ways, I feel like that's decided for you. Mm-hmm. But this seemed to be like, well, it's more utopic. You pursue your passion and then it becomes your thing.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And I remember being so cynical at what would have been 10 or 11 because I remember having that word, those words said out. I want to say it was either Riker or Picard said that thing. And I remember going, that could never work.
That's like, right.
Because who's going to want to clear out the sewer drain?
And I think that his vision, Gene Roddenberry's vision of the future, was that technology would fill those gaps for us. But
I couldn't see that in 89.
Of course you couldn't.
There's no way that but it's funny because now we're talking about driverless cars. We're talking, they're already rolling out a burger bot that flips hamburgers.
Oh, they're trying to do it.
Yeah, so they don't have to have somebody to be there to flip the burger.
I went to a McDonald's where I used a giant cell phone to order. It was an LCD screen.
That's awesome.
It was right here on Victory in Buena Vista by Magnolia. It was turned, 90 degrees, so it was a long LCD screen, and I swiped through, pick what I wanted and stuff. So I actually waited in line for the guy to come to take my order, and he could tell that I didn't know what to do, and he's like, you ready to order? And he's walking behind me. So I was like,
he's going to do it for you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so we walk over and he just sort of like, oh, here you go. And he was total cool. There was not an inch of passive aggressive or like, you're an idiot for not understanding. Because they were behind me. I had no idea that they were there. I wasn't looking for them. And I was like, oh, this is great. Thanks so much. Do you have to get a lot of exercise? Do you do you appreciate having to walk over here? McDonald's did this too. And he goes, well, a lot of people already know about it. And I was like, all right.
Is there that?
I was like, I don't know if I lose or win because,
you win
McDonald's.
Because after this 8 month launch, he's going to be out of a job.
I think there's still, because he could take money or the machine could take money. If you had cash, he would take it. And then they still had to handle the orders and stuff. But I think that's the one thing that you get the wrongest at McDonald's is your order, right? So having you be able to be like, I think it makes a lot of sense.
Is there anything that you can think of that even now, even today, blows your mind, like technologically, that we could do?
Everything.
Really?
Oh, everything is like remarkable. This is so great because this week has been an incredible stressful week for me, because in the middle of my work week, my computer died. I got a brand new HP laptop at the top of the year, and I went up from a lunch and it was going, I restarted it, and the screen sim came up and said, we have noticed that your fan isn't working. We will not continue. I'm like,
one of us.
What is happening? So I'm able to get in and use it, but it's like at any moment you're going to fry your hard drive because your fan isn't working.
It won't cool off.
Exactly. It's not cooling down. So I scramble to find a new laptop, and I'm like, okay, clearly.
Why not just replace the fan?
Because I called technical support, wasted an hour and a half on the phone with them, and they said, yes, we'll fix it for you. It'll take 10 days to do that.
I could replace the fan.
Well,
Am I too late?
And it's okay. And then, you know, they have to send you a box, which I didn't get till today. So it'd be like 3 weeks of not having a computer. So I was like, clearly this, look, we're 2 months in and it's already got this issue. I've got a lemon. So we talked it over and I was able to upgrade to a much better laptop.
Yeah.
And so I bought a new Dell, and it turns out that Best Buy price matches to Dell.com.
Yeah.
So I immediately canceled the order. And
that
then
is the Best Buy.
Drove to Best Buy, did the price order. And so now I have a brand new 17-inch Dell Inspiron with...
Yeah.
Touch screen.
Oh. Lay your hands on me.
To use a 17-inch tablet touch screen and churn it perpendicular is like ordering at McDonald's. It's enormous. And so I was playing Guild Wars on this. I'm able to surf the web. I use Microsoft Edge now, and everything is super intuitive. And so I've got a stylus coming from Dell that will work with it. That's pressure sensitive for sketching and writing. It is like having something out of Star Trek, to the point now where I've only had it for a day. And today I reached up to press an OK box on my desktop PC that does not have a touchscreen. But I already was like, oh no.
Like, remember, this is going to make us sound super old, but remember when TiVo first came out?
Yeah, I would have
this happen to me on the radio constantly.
That's right.
I'd be driving in my car and then I would miss what they said and I would reach. I would not even reach toward, like, I would just hold a pantomime remote. Like,
you
I was
try.
Gonna go bloop, bloop, bloop.
Yeah. I would get so far as to reach for the radio console and then realize that that is not a functionality here. And then slap my hands down. Which reminds me of the time that I was dead asleep and my dog woke me up as a kid. And in my sleep, I tried to turn on the light to take care of my dog because he was having a howling fit. Uh-huh. And in my half-awake brain, decided to reach over and grab my cup of water and drink through the straw. And I literally thought that if I drank enough water, it would turn the light on. So very similar. But all that to say, yes, like most technology, wireless technology, YouTube, the ability, all the amount of processing power in our PS4, all of this is mind blowing. And it's almost to the point where it's ubiquitous. It's just invisible. Yeah. Like, we can take it all for granted.
To your son, it's normal.
Yeah, I was trying to explain to him today what a maquette was and how some movies back before computers were so prevalent were made with stop motion. I mean, he can get it because we got it when we were that age. But then trying to explain it from a historical standpoint made it sound like I was going, you know, back in my day, we had to listen to the radio. And we didn't have them moving pictures to be entertained by.
All we had was a chromo key.
But I wanted to ask, so going way back to the start, with your limited and borderline cynical perspective of Star Trek, what was it like to play a Star Trek alien and put yourself through college?
I loved it. I loved it not for the Star Trek aspect of it. It was, I liked it because everybody there was funny and fun to be around.
For the theater part.
I always liked the communal thing. One of my,
we were Star Trek aliens at a theme park in Paramount at Northern California called Paramount's Great America, and so we would walk around and take pictures with people on disposable cameras. Just so you know, we weren't actually on Star Trek.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah. And it's funny. One of my favorites, the memory that always kind of will pop up for some reason wasn't that I ever saw them as this.
Yeah.
But it was the coolness at which the Nickelodeon people would enter a room.
They
were always wearing brightly colored jumpsuits, like they were in Top Gun, like they were the astronauts of the entertainment at the theme park. They were both very tall people.
Good looking.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they would always come in from the sunlight and come into our little closet and just make everybody laugh. They were always very charming.
There was a dozen of us crammed in a little room, and they had a green room for two people.
And I remember when Scott, one of us, he went on to go host the show for a year. I remember when that happened. It was like the claw picking, you know what I mean, and getting plucked. I remember, but it was
so.
Always,
so it was the behind the scenes things, the on the street, the actual performance of it. That there was no energy or joy or anything.
Not as far as it related to Star Trek itself. More. For me, it was always about, I don't know, you would be able to tell better than I was for watching whatever I did whenever we were on a quote-unquote walk together, but it was for me, it was always, I wanted to make sure that the people who were there were having a good time. And I was always trying to manage my frustration with middle school kids thinking they were the first one to call me a butthead. That was the only real negative thing I remember having about all that. Other than, like, you have the heat and all that stuff. But overall, I remember it being a really, really fun thing. But not the Star Trek. I don't hate Star Trek.
Sure.
I never.
I was just curious.
But it wasn't, that wasn't the driving force.
But you also weren't a big Nickelodeon kid either.
No.
It was more about the thing, which both of those things, pillars of my childhood.
Oh, really?
Absolute pillars. I would watch.
I did not know about the Nickelodeon
thing. Oh, yeah. There were two things that I watched from when I was 12 on, and they were Star Trek and anything on Nickelodeon. And I could name you every show at the time. I could run the lineup. Everything I knew, like, we would just have Nickelodeon on the weekends after, the Saturday morning cartoon roll, and then the Disney afternoon, the DTA, and then Friday nights. And those are the only things that weren't Nickelodeon. Then otherwise, it was just always Nickelodeon.
What do you think is the equivalent for, because a lot of our audience is younger. What's the equivalent today for them? Would you guess?
YouTube.
Your thumb is more on the finger of the pulse.
YouTube. That's where all that action is now.
So you're going to, like, 20 years from now, there's going to be a couple of old dudes or maybe a lady. Mm-hmm. I don't like it. I don't like ladies speaking their mind, especially on the internet. I don't think that's what it's for.
Modesto is a really backward place.
For them being exploited while being nude. That's what the internet is for.
This took a quick turn.
That's what I'm here for. They're going to look back and they're going to tell stories like, oh, remember YouTube when it first started? Yeah.
They have YouTubers
like,
that they love.
Remember the panda farted and scared himself?
It's more like YouTubers. It's like this. I think we should do this on YouTube, and I think we would be 10 times as successful
as we are.
Could
we just set up a camera and do it?
Kinda.
Really?
Kinda. I almost thought about twitching tonight. And like, if we just interacted like this, this is what YouTube is all about.
I could do that. That's easy.
That sounds great.
All right. We're going to take a break.
Get a camera.
Yep. Evidently, I hear Best Buy has the Best Buy.
They really do. You have to price match, though, to Dell.
I don't care.
And you could touch the screen. I'll bring it next week. It's going to blow your damn mind. It has an MX150 NVIDIA.
Wait a minute. What?
MX graphics card.
And
it's a borderline gaming machine. It's really for, like, graphic interaction, but it's pretty. It's heavy, too.
I bet you could force it into a gaming situation.
Probably.
I'm going to put in
probably we could.
Maybe ply it with some, what would be the, DC? I don't know why.
You ran out of music.
I did. I ran out of juice. Because I was trying to think of what the alcohol equivalent would be for a laptop, because there's no real lubricant.
Screen Mom. Are you familiar?
No.
So I because it's a touch screen, I want it to stay clean all the time. But, you're just wiping your fingers on it. It gets oily and whatever. So I looked up and there's a product called Screen Mom. And it's a plant-based cleaner for monitors, screens, tablets that obviously not made of chemicals. And it's streak-free and it has no, like, chemically smell to it. And so I'll let you know. And it comes
times when you're tempted to lick your screen after McDonald's.
All I want is the bacon burger. Hey, let's take a break. We have to do Stump when we come back.
All right, let's play the game of Stump that we play in the middle part of the show. You can lay your hands on your touchscreen. That's why we're listening to Bon Jovi.
Oh, I got it. Yeah.
And lay your hands on me.
I didn't reciprocate your question. Is there anything in technology today that would have blown your mind from before?
I was trying to think. I'm not so bad. My wife is... She's completely jaded to everything. Like, she's the...
I didn't ask your wife.
I know.
And I know that.
Well, because part of my question was going to be is if your wife is the same way, but that she'll sit there and say things like we just got her a phone or something, right?
Yeah.
And then the minute the phone doesn't move as fast as she wills it to move on something, she'd be like, oh, you're saying it's broken. It's not working. And she gets frustrated. And so I'm not that bad.
Yeah.
But I'm never really I can't think of a time. It's my reaction. I hope it's not cynical because I feel like I have joy in my life, but that
technology is the only source of true joy.
I believe so to a certain extent. I really,
One of us.
I went to get my tires replaced on the car while I was doing an appearance down in Newport Beach. And the reason I say all that is so that it's not implied that this is like near my house.
Got it.
There is a bona fide retail store for high end drones.
Yeah,
that I walked
down
by,
in Newport. Yeah,
and I was just like, and the guy who works there was driving some high end Maserati or something. Mm-hmm. And so it's just like, I was like, wow, like that's interesting that's worthy of a store.
Yeah,
because people into it. And then they even have what I thought was really cool is they have a batting cage type setup with a drone in the middle of it.
That's
so
cool.
You can practice flying a drone.
That's cool.
In a safe environment learn the controls and stuff. And
I think my wife likes technology. She's always interested in whatever new technologies we've got, and she'll enjoy them. I think that my perception of her liking technology is actually more than reality, because for an engagement present for her, I got her an iPod Touch. Mm-hmm. And it is sits in a drawer. But to me, I was like, we're engaged. I want to like bless you with it. Like, this has improved my life. This will improve yours. Because it was before iPhones were as prolific as they are now. So it was like, here's all the joy of an iPhone without having to get one of those iPhones. And she's like, oh, God, can listen to music. I'm like, no, you can watch movies on it. You can see there's games on there. There's a whole world. Oh, this is nice. It's YouTube. But now, to be fair, her favorite activity is to chill, watch Netflix, and play Cookie Jam on her phone. So and then play around on Facebook and all that stuff. So
yeah, I think
now I can do that on a 17.3-inch Dell TouchTang.
Oh yeah, lay your hands on me.
The stylus has 1,024 points of pressure that allows me to simulate paper and sketching.
Yeah. Simulate for her pleasure.
Or mine, his, everyone.
Everyone.
Anybody that touches a laptop. Like, let's play Stump!
Your laptop sounds like a whore.
It doesn't have any boundaries.
Oh.
Get somebody in here. Let's play some Stump.
All right. Let's see. Here are your choices. We have AJ Assassin, Crimson A. I'm sure I'm pronouncing that wrong. Demon King Zane, Des Wolf. Diamond Jack, Mahogany Vince, Matt View 72, and Rainbow Dash.
I want you to choose, because for this week's Stump, which is our inborn quiz show, homegrown quiz show, you two are going to work together to win.
All right.
So I want you to pick a teammate.
Well, here's the thing. I chose someone before you finished your sentence. So I chose Demon King Zane because it's my understanding is that they have never, ever been here before, and so hopefully they can hear us now. Hello, Demon King Zane.
What?
Hello? All right, he's out. I'm gonna put
see what was that it? Did you just boot him?
Yeah, I booted it back. No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. All right, now I'm gonna bring him back, because my favorite part of this, although I need to find a way to make this bigger, is just dragging people back and forth. All right, Demon King Zane, I'm sorry, I'm messing with you. How are you, sir? Do you want to tell us your real name, or do you want us to go with Demon King Zane?
My name is Zane.
Oh, Zane.
There
that makes sense.
And are the Demon King is just like a title.
Is that what your mom calls you?
Hey, Demon King, come inside.
She called me Lucifer until I was 7.
Oh, that's kind of sweet.
Like in a nice way, or are you like, I hate mom? Right?
No.
Oh.
No, and I was a terrible child kind of way.
Oh.
But were you a terrible child kind of way?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I was horrible.
The modesty is what I appreciate. Demon King Zane, did we hang out in one of my Twitch streams the other night? Was that you?
Yeah.
So Demon King. So I'll have to tell you the story of my first Twitch stream. We did the first ever Sly Cooper doing Sly Cooper video game streams. But they were saved by Demon King Zane because Tuesday.
Ryan did that.
Well, I guess Ryan brokered the deal, but you definitely helped, and he would give you credit, Mr. Modesty Lucifer.
Now Ryan is in here too. Ryan, can you corroborate what Demon King Zane is? Did you save the day, or was it a joint effort between the two of you?
I asked Zane behind the scenes, and he told me which HTCP stripper to recommend to Kevin.
Whoa, hold on.
Exactly. Kick Ryan out. I'm telling a story.
All right, but hold on.
Get out of here, Ryan.
Strippers.
I was getting there.
I'm sorry.
I had a punchline, and Ryan stripped all over it.
Well, to be fair to Ryan, I ruined it.
Yeah. So I was having a real issue getting the HDCP to play onto my stream and stuff. And so Ryan asked around and asked Zane here. And he recommended getting an HDMI splitter, which allowed me to broadcast on the PS3. Because it would not have happened without that piece of information.
So what it is that you, in order to send it to your computer or Twitch, you needed to have a split.
And when it splits, it strips out the HDCP, which is the code that's in the HDMI cable that says, no, you can't have this. This is pirated information.
Oh,
and
really?
The PS4 has the ability to turn that off. PS3 does not. So Zane gave us all that information, and you look incredulous. Zane, before you correct everything I said, we're going to play Stump now. Oh, okay. Are you ready?
All right.
Great.
All right. Do me a favor, Zane, can you calm down a little bit? Because what happens is when you get so animated, you peek out the audio and I have to go in later and I need to fix it. All right. So if you could just take, I know you're very excited because you're a big fan of Kevin's and you know, I know there's nerves involved and all that stuff, but just rein it in.
Remember, you guys are going to be a team, Justin.
I know. That's why I'm coaching them.
Okay.
Up.
All right. Good. All right. Zane, you got that?
Yep.
Okay.
There
cool.
He goes. Note taken. Good.
All right. So here's what's going to happen for tonight's edition of Stump. We are going to have an audition stump.
Yep.
So what's going to happen is I've printed out 3 audition sides for characters that are already in existing video games.
Oh, boy.
Justin, I'm going to hand you this audition side, just as if you were an audition for us. You will be able to see the character's picture, the character's name, and a character bio.
So this is like Pyramid. I have to convey to him who it is?
Yep, and there are 3 lines of dialogue. You will read the lines of dialogue to yourself if you'd like. You may do each line of dialogue one time. Okay. There are no do-agains, no second takes. After you audition this character for us, Zane, it is your job to guess who that character is.
Oh, this is fun.
Oh, no.
Zane, do you understand the rules?
Yes.
Okay. Do you play a lot of video games?
Yeah.
Okay. Again, I just really need you. Zane, look at me. I know you can't see me, but I need you to look deeply into whatever screen you're watching a chat, because I'm looking at the same chat screen, okay? Do you see where Doodle Noodle wrote, holy shoot, okay? Just stare into that and pretend that those 2 O's and shoot are my eyes, and calm your ass down, okay?
All right. All right, here's the first audition side. It is 1 of 3. I'm sliding it to Justin now. He is reading the character bio that I have supplied for him, as well as the name and the image. Zane, you cannot see that because you're not in this booth and this is a radio show.
I could read one of these.
You get to read those 3 lines of dialogue.
Okay.
You can do, if you know the character, you can do an impression.
Okay.
To make it work. If you know, you can have your own take on the character.
All right.
Whatever it can get, and there will be points awarded for whether or not Zane can guess.
Lines.
Thank you. Whether or not
you
Zane.
Wrote these lines?
No.
Oh.
They're from the games.
That's what I thought you said. That's why you said thank you. I was like, really?
But I picked them. Yeah. So there was some curating. So, Zane, there will be points awarded for whether or not you can get the game or the character. And then we'll kind of zero in from there. So if you're like, I think I know the game, but I don't know the character's name, we'll give you half credit and stuff. All right. Justin, are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Here is your audition for character number 1.
Yeah, good luck, pal. That's almost impossible to... Oh, you did it. Nice. Great. Power's out, and the girl's trapped. I swear to God, if there's a zombie around the next corner...
That's Nathan Drake.
Oh! You're supposed to let him finish there.
Because of my spot-on performance?
High energy, Zane.
This is a great line. You just count to 5 and pull the cord. How hard could that be? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5! I don't know if you remember that's how I did it, but that's
good.
How I
decided. That's good. You're correct, obviously. Well done. Did you get that from his performance or from the lines of dialogue?
From the lines.
Lines of dialogue.
Wrong answer.
All right.
Wrong answer, Zane. You need to remember I'm the one who picks the a-holes who come on this show, okay?
All right. I am now handing Justin the 2nd character from our list of characters. Crap. He is reading the character name and looking at the character bio. There are some extra details filled in there for him. He doesn't have to read every single line of every single line within the character bio. This is an actual audition script that I have received in the past. Mm-hmm. And he is reading through. There's actually more lines, Justin, than you will read. I've scratched them out.
Yeah.
You will read line one, two, and three. So, right. And there's even, on this one, there are some instructions on how to read the line. Okay. And so those can help you with the direction. Whenever you're ready, this Justin.
This is not as good.
Okay, here you go.
All right. Okay.
Hello? Is this broken? Oh, is it yours? I hear the whispering of my colony, telling me all about you, stranger. We will chase them. We will swarm them. We will tear them limb from limb and feed our children.
Thank you, Justin. Yeah. Very good. Good performance. Ooh. All right. Zane, do you think you know this character? Yes or no?
Well, Matt's disappointed. I have no idea.
All right. Care to take a guess at what game this character is from?
My first thought goes to Oddworld Stranger's Wrath, but ooh, I'm pretty sure that's wrong.
That's a pretty good guess, but that's wrong, correct?
Oh, Oddworld, yeah, that was
Oddworld.
My fault.
No. And this is actually from Guild Wars 2! This is a Skrit from Guild Wars 2.
Played that.
What's that?
Never played that.
Well, listen to the show, because I talk about it, like, every episode. All right. Character number three, I am sliding to Justin. We're doing three characters tonight. He is now... are you familiar with this character, Justin?
No.
Okay.
I should be, but it's... yeah.
All right. So this character, he is looking at the character picture. He is reading the name of the character. I have altered one of the lines so that it does not give away too much information. But there are three lines of dialogue...
I'm going to butcher this.
...that Justin is going to deliver for us now. Zane, do not give your answers until Justin has completed all three lines of dialogue. Justin, whenever you are ready, go.
Oh, man, this won't take but a minute. Sorry, Slowpoke, you can't do what I do. No, it ain't okay. You know why the man loves skating? It's clean, man. It's like just me and the ice. No complications, no hassles, no worries.
Zane, do you know this character?
Well, Matt's more disappointed.
Why does he keep saying Matt? Who is this? Is Matt the other demon that lives in your head?
Someone inside your brain?
No, I have Discord open on another monitor.
And everybody's chatting with you. Do people in Discord know? Do you want to phone a friend? You may choose one.
Matt 72 in.
All right.
You can bring Matt 72. Okay.
Let's see. Is that bad?
No, it's just Matt.
Hey, Matt.
Oh, what we got? What's up? I was listening to the show and I heard a butt up and I'm like, what? What's going on?
Hold on. But here's the thing. Because it's a delay, I'm guessing?
It's a delay. I heard, heard
something. Yeah. Were you listening to Justin's performance?
Yes. It was a very good performance, Justin, I have to say. Not even joking. That was really good.
But was I close? Because I don't think I was even close to the character.
Pretty close,
yeah,
actually.
You were pretty close.
Really?
Yeah. Can you tell Zane who you think it is and we'll see whether or not he gets points?
The Grizz, Sly Cooper, Thieves in Time.
Oh, yeah.
Zane, do you accept that answer? Yes,
I thought I did better, sure. But evidently not.
Sure, he says. Yes, you are correct.
Yeah, well done. All right, now give a digital kiss to your friend Matt. Zane, give a digital kiss to your friend Matt. Yeah. Now it's gone.
So much real.
Like somebody
so
watches
much
The Bachelor.
I guess I want you on. Zane, as per the rules, since you won, you got 2 out of 3, thanks to your lifeline. The show is now yours. You may tell us something, ask us something, bring up a topic, or just leave. All of these are your choices. There are no rules.
There are no rules. There are some rules.
Hello.
Did he leave? No, he didn't leave. Oh. Okay. I thought he left.
I was going to say that's a pretty baller move. He's like, got it. I'm out.
He's like, good day, sir.
Zane, do you have a response?
Wait, why does Zane? Hold on. Zane left, but Diamond Jack is here now.
Wait, what?
How did that happen? Hold on. I didn't do that. I wonder if
we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by. Ooh, 4, 1, 1, 3, 4.
Now, Zane, did I do that, or did you figure out a way to pull someone in and leave yourself?
I did that.
How did you do that?
Apparently, he's a moderator.
Freaking hackers.
I'm magic.
So you would rather us talk to who was it, Diamond Jack, than you?
I thought that would be hilarious, and it was.
Right. Good point by you. All right, Diamond Jack, you're in, and Zane is out. Hello.
Okay.
This has been great. Thanks for playing, everybody.
Do you have a question, Diamond Jack?
I have no idea what's going on, but no, I don't.
All right. Thanks, Diamond Jack. Let's take a break. We'll be back after these messages. More Tales from Tyria.
Please help me.
Good.
That was good.
That was good. Does not disappoint ever.
Oh, Pip and I have to drink more tea. So we are from Tales from Tyria, because it hurts my throat.
Yeah.
You seem confused.
No, I was because I was trying to remember back to last week's Tales from Tyria because I feel like
it was the plumage. I was enjoying the plumage.
But I felt like there was something new that was happening, but it was just the plumage.
The plumage was new. I am continuing the story of the Path of Fire episode or living season 4, episode 2, in which we are on the secret inquest island, and I've been hopping around solving some of the mysteries there. It's been pretty. There was a new little game within the game of trying to sneak around, which was kind of fun. Did I mention that before?
Yes.
Okay, so I handled all of that. I've because of all the computer technology. Tales from Tyria. because of all the computer technology issues and the copious amounts of streaming that I've been doing lately, my Guild Wars time has tapered off a little, but I always find time to play Guild Wars. And so most recently, I was dabbling around with one of the elite classes. So in the core game, you know, there are 8 classes, 8 professions, and then they added a 9th. And then each of them for each of the expansions have an elite ability that they get added on. These are a set of about 10 skills that you can work towards. They're like master classes in a sense for your profession. Once you equip them,
these are different from prestige, not marks. What is it? Prestige something?
Your profession has these different levels of skills. And then there are these extra level of skills that once you attain them, you can hold a new weapon that you weren't able to hold before and get these extra set of skills.
So I'm mixing up prestige with profession because how you were trying to build up. You have to get these elite things in order to build up your profession. Yeah.
Okay. So this is these are elite skills for your profession. Once you do them, you kind of specialize. They're called elite specializations. For the elementalists, for example, in the last expansion, you weren't just an elementalist anymore. You were now a tempest. So all of your elementalist abilities became extremely powerful. So instead of just manipulating water, you would manipulate typhoons. Instead of manipulating just fire, you would manipulate maelstroms, that sort of thing. Now, in Path of Fire, you have to set aside that set of skills to attain the other elite skill that's available, which is the Weaver, which allows you to manipulate 2 different elements at the same time. So as a Weaver in my elementalist,
I'm an idiot.
You get it. You weave them together. I can have both earth powers and fire powers. Now, so all 9 of them have elite specializations that take their character and give them a little bend. And what's fun is that you have to, now that there are 2 different elite professions, you have to choose which one you're going to have. So for example, the engineer that I fell in love with, their elite specialization has either the scrapper ability, in which you have these gyros that float around and give you all sorts of great quick abilities like turning invisible at the moment's notice, or you can be a holosmith, in which you use holographic technology to make a bunch of different weapons appear very quickly. So those have been the 2 that I've enjoyed the most, the engineer and the elementalist. But recently I was enjoying the thief's elite profession for Path of Fire, which is the sniper, or the marksman. It is the greatest ranged character of all of them within Guild Wars, and it allows you to, you can stop, you become become immobile, but then you can peg stuff from really far away, which in some situations, not super helpful at all because there are big, tough characters or they'd be able to run at you. But for just pegging some little bird or
pegging,
like shooting,
okay,
getting them from a great distance. There's a couple of abilities that you can have where there were a couple of hawks that I was trying to get to this particular point, this vista, that once you get there, you get to see the landscape and it gives you points. It's an achievement that you try to get to. But I noticed that there are a bunch of hawks between me and there, and I thought that's going to take a lot of time. Those hawks have a lot of swooping abilities. They're hard to get to. So from further away than they can possibly reach me, I start hitting them with this marksman ability that makes them stop, makes them kind of limp, and they never even laid a scratch on me. Because wow. Each of them were so far away that they were dead before they could even get close. And then I was able to
and just walk on by.
Just walk on right
up. Frozen above you.
Yeah. And they're like, we're afraid. Marksman's here. then, of course, I use my touchscreen to play some Guild Wars, too.
Lay your hands
and
on
so,
me.
You know, the skill bar is at the bottom of the screen. So I was actually touching the skill bar in order to activate all the abilities.
There's a lot of sex in the show today. A lot of touching.
I was like,
feeling.
I'll press number 6 to heal myself.
Oh, yeah, you will.
Then yeah. I'll press X then to ride my mount.
And then a number 9 to close it.
That's right. Oh.
Whoa.
Is that a thing? I don't.
Yeah.
Oh, that's math. On our Gamerland podcast, that's the first time we've discussed games tonight. Are you playing anything?
Well, I actually had a question for you that I'm glad we had an opportunity to do this, and I would like to hear everybody else's thoughts on this, too, is that I've mentioned before that my sons have been playing the wonderful birthday gift you gave me, half of it. They've been playing Assassin's Creed Origins. Grandma came to visit. So
Grandma came to visit Assassin's Origins.
She did, and she
got
decided,
stabbed in the neck by someone's knife.
Grandma is Grandma Cheryl, who is my real mom. So I have a stepmom and a dad, and my real mom is Grandma Cheryl, and Vava is my stepmom.
Do you call
stepmom.
Her Grandma Cheryl?
My kids do. I call her mom.
But you don't. Okay.
No.
Because that might not be your mom.
What's up? I've always called her Grandma Cheryl. But anyway, she takes them to Toys R Us. That's what Grandma Cheryl does. She
no
makes
longer.
It rain. I know. That's why she wanted to take them.
Yeah.
And they were so excited that she arrived just in time. Mm-hmm. And so part of when they were there, because they've enjoyed this Assassin's Creed, and it kind of like my kids' interest in what games they're interested took like a jump where it was like, now we want all the Assassin's Creed game, and they could play it. Like, both of them are doing well. Like, Jack, the 6-year-old, doesn't really get into the skills too much. I've talked about he mostly kills civilians and then hides them in a well. I'm sure it's fine.
It's its own game. Its own game.
I'm deciding to, my approach to it is just going to be to avoid it and not deal with it.
That's good.
Yeah.
Let it be buried deep. So that later you can't be responsible in court.
Yes.
I think it's
you
smart.
You get me. Mm-hmm. So now they've surpassed me because most of my weekends have been spent trying to build a fort for them
to enjoy
and get out of my
which
house.
Which looks great, by the way.
And so now it's getting a second floor, which is hilarious. But anyway,
before you know it, you're building a second house.
I'm building a tiny house in my backyard. It's not, if it had plumbing, it would be a tiny
house.
That
will be next.
Nope, I'm not going to plumb that.
You've said so many things like that.
I could not tie it in.
I'll never have Skylanders.
That's a good point by you.
Oh, I'll never get into Lego
Dimensions. I will plumb that place the minute after I get a Switch.
Which is also happening.
I know. So anyway, so I've been working on it, and then I came in, I made some time where I'm like, I'm just going to veg out, I'm going to play some Assassin's Creed, and then Jacob kept like going, oh, are you this? And like, oh, get that. And they want to tell me how to play.
Yeah.
And I got to ask you and our listeners, does it drive me nuts because I feel like he's not really doing anything. I'm 39 years old, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He's almost 10.
Mm-hmm. He's 9.
Yeah. And
so there's like, he's missing the 3. That's
yes.
all.
And I feel like he's just invested, right? Like he's just emotionally invested, but I want him to shut up and just sit there. And I don't like, because it makes me feel feeble when they go, Dad, there's some loot. You missed some loot back there.
And it
started off when I was earlier on in this venture. I would be like, no, I didn't. And they go, yeah. And I turn around and go, look. And then there would be loot. Like their eyes are so much more keen to it than even mine.
Well, because it's the same reason why they can pick up a second language, because they don't have anything else in their brain in the way. There's all space.
Fill out about 18 1040 EZs and then come talk to me.
That's a lot. There's no elite specialization in their skill bar. So they're just excited to get to the utility skills.
Absolutely. Now you're speaking my lingo.
I wish I was. Play the game!
Oh, that was funny. I wish everybody could have seen. You're right. We need to YouTube this. Yeah, Kevin's face has never been filled with more rage. Oh, your face got bigger from rage. It was hilarious.
I pinched and pulled.
You did. It was impressive. Like, big the game. Like, I don't even know how you did it, but it was great. Oh, that made me happy. So I was just sitting there, and I want to know, is it that big of a deal to have him kind of point out story points, even if he's just kind of, he's not saying, oh, this, you know, blah, 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 blah happened. And, yeah. But he's like, oh, the scarab is hard. Or, you know, when you get to this or that or the other thing, oh yeah, I did this.
Yeah,
mission.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. Well, cause you're dealing with two layers, right? There's not only somebody, cause I played games with you and I don't think I've stepped on your toes or vice versa.
Never.
Right. But so there's something about like the power dynamic that he's your son and he knows something that you don't know. And that's gotta be baked in there a little of like, finally I can tell dad.
I didn't think of that for him.
Even if there may not be much malice, but I'm certain that there's a little like, no, dad, no, you can listen to me because you're always telling me what's up. And I finally now definitively know something you do not know.
I would buy that from the other one.
Mm.
The older one, I think it's more, I never thought of it from his angle, but what you have opened my eyes to is I think he's like, now we are peers.
Yeah.
Now
a little of that.
It's not like he wants to show
me. I'm excited to tell you. And yes. It comes across as, oh, okay, buddy.
Yeah. And I just, and I'll be like, okay, hey, listen, it starts like this where I go, son, I want to play this. This is dad's game.
Yeah.
And I don't need you to tell me about where I need to go because this is part of what I go. I don't mind if you hang out here and watch. I said, but because he's done that. He's watched me play games that he has not played
since childhood.
And it's never been an issue.
Infancy. Yeah.
And now because he's gone further along in the story and everything, then I'd be like, oh,
this is a snapshot of what his adolescence and young adulthood is going to look like for you.
You think so? Like because he'll be able to just do whatever.
Yeah, this is
what
this looks like now.
Oh, he's not going to live to be 17.
Then. Is what it's going to look like in those episodes later in your life.
Because
eventually he will know things that you don't know. Right, like it's eventually going to get. He's going to become his own person. He will have experiences.
But I don't think
I'd
have a problem with it's not.
But
the
it's
knowing.
How he relates it to you is what, and how you receive him.
Yes.
Relating it to you. That's the issue at hand.
Yes, am I overreacting or is this not as like?
Well,
you're so like what you said is kind of my question. Is it more so because he's my son, I'm his father, whereas because I don't think there's ever been a game that I played where you have already finished it. And you were telling me
what's going to happen
because it's like a thing you know. Like we talked about spoilers almost a long time ago.
I think this is the title of today's episode, which is like the ego of a gamer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because this is what I experienced when I twitched the other night. I did the very fun Sly Cooper stream where I was playing Sly and talking to people. We had like 200 people in the stream.
Can people go watch that now?
Yeah, it's still on video on demand, available on twitch.tv/thekevinmiller. Eventually to be up on YouTube, but go to the video on demand right now to get the good stats. And you can see, that's where you can see all the chat. That's all still live. If you can see what people are asking. My wife was helping moderate. Ryan was helping moderate. And thank God I had Ryan on Discord because there would be moments where I didn't know what to do next in the game. And trying to talk about the game, manage playing the game while also interacting with the chat room, my brain was like RAM was maxed out and something would have gave if I couldn't just call Ryan, be like, Ryan, what am I supposed to be doing right now? And so then that was humbling. Because you want to look like an expert, right? But the thing, I like playing video games because they're an introverted activity. Like I can just sit on the couch and play them by myself. And doing the stream has its other values, but it doesn't charge me in the same way that just sitting and being in this world and enjoying it the way I want to enjoy it. And I think this is true for most of us that game, that you're doing it because it's a space in which you have complete control. Even if you're not successful, it's happening at the pace at which you want it to happen. And so there's something very humbling about having hundreds of people watch you exact a game at the same time. So there's one level in the first level of the Sly game where you have to play like this asteroids mini game where you're fighting these crabs to stop them from stealing a treasure chest. If you miss one, it's game over. And I missed it the first time. And I was like, this is going to break bad. Like I'm going to get frustrated.
You're stuck here.
Yeah. And this is going to be the whole world. Thankfully I didn't. But the next night, I played Horizon Zero Dawn just to see if more people would. That game has its own challenges. I couldn't beat a level until I got to the point where it was like, sorry, guys, I'm done. And the next night I played Overwatch and I could not get through the stream and Overwatch at the same time. My gameplay was embarrassing to the point where I was like, I'm killing. Then my microphone start working. But I killed the stream because I was like, this is no longer even like voyeuristically bad. Yeah. It's just no one's having a good time right now. So I say all that to say after the Horizon Zero Dawn stream, I raided, which means I took all of my viewers and dumped them onto someone else's screen, and they were playing Horizon Zero Dawn. This guy has been playing Twitching for about 2 years, and he was so humble and so appreciative and just having a good time making a horse's ass out of himself. He was a competent gamer, but he didn't know, like what you're describing. He didn't understand simple things in Horizon Zero Dawn, like holding down triangle to hack into some to make a bridge appear. He was like failing. He touched it. He's like, I don't know what I'm supposed to. I'm failing. And he wouldn't wait for the chat. He's like, ah, ha, 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 ha. I was like, how? And he's been doing this for years. How humble you must be in order to allow these strangers to be like, hey, Jackhole, hit the button. Hold on to the button longer. I'll see if I can get to that place. So a gamer's
ego. I need
to
get to that place too.
I wonder, do you have to? Because gaming is a place where you get to set the pace. You get to. So having someone else speak into that is sort of like playing solitaire and having somebody come over your shoulder and tell you what to do.
That's how, yeah. And I feel like, and I don't know if the gaming world has changed either, because there's a part
because
of
the social aspect.
Yeah, I need him to understand that he can't do this to other people either. Like, you know,
maybe
what I mean?
They like it. Maybe that's normal.
That's what I'm saying.
He could go on Twitch and tell people what's up right now.
Yeah.
I don't think you could be 9 and be on Twitch. But
according to PlayStation, he's 26.
You know what's weird? Is I thought, well, that's not even divisible by 9. That makes no sense at all.
No.
You should have made him 27.
I picked
it'll be 3 times 9.
I think I waited till the year wheel spun by to where he would be 18, and then I stopped.
Yeah, got it.
Like, and then it went, like it just slowed down. But yeah, but there's a part of me that felt like the biggest reason why it was driving me nuts. And it's funny because I told him, I said, listen, dude, I need you to understand you're ruining this for yourself. I said, if you can't get this under control and let me enjoy my game, then moving forward, you will not get to play my game until I am done with it.
So you dadded on him.
I dad all the time, which is another part that it's like, I don't think so, but I'm just worth putting it out there for debate, is there a part in our relationship where I don't dad him?
Yeah.
Like, and is it, can video games be that thing?
Let's go to the lines.
Let's grab Zane in from the chat room.
Hi, I'm Zane.
But because I feel like there is a difference, I'm just now realizing as I'm saying this, is that there's a difference when I coach like the football teams. Like I do treat him a little bit differently.
But there's something different there. That power dynamic is established, and there's a lot of other social aspects that are happening. You're doing something athletic. You're not doing it. You're telling him what to do. You're letting him explore things. There's a different environment. It'd be different if then suddenly you were running the training and they were coaching you, right? Like that's the shell game.
That's a better comparison if I'm coaching another kid and he comes and goes, actually, Dad needs to start with his left foot.
That's right. Yeah. That he gets to coach you now.
Yeah. I don't know.
You want to ask somebody?
We can. Yeah. Let's see. Who do we want?
Does anybody have an opinion about this within the Discord?
And then they'll let us know in the, let's see. Just to give you an idea, I went to go see what they were talking about. Now, this is just the general chat that happens in Discord. And if you want to join it, you could go to bit.ly/GamerlandDiscord.
That's bit.ly/GamerlandDiscord.
Correct. And what happens is you could chat there and everything like that. And Snookumscal said, I did the thing where you close your eyes and plug your nose and blow.
Oh, hang on, I got like major interference.
Who's got interference?
Me. I had the volume jacked up on the stream, so it was just like blah, 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 all at once.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right, this is it sounds like Jimmy. Is this Jimmy, but this is a different name for you?
Yeah, I changed it because people started referring to me as Gelatin, and I was like,
What's wrong with gelatin? You don't like, there's always room for gelatin.
Well, there's a story behind it from Sonic Forces. I'll link the picture later. But
very thoughtful.
It's a you remember how in Sonic Forces you could make your own character? That's how they advertised the game.
And, of course.
There were all these unlockable stuff, and there's this one like shiny green spandex suit that makes you look like a piece of jello. And so I had like police gear on him. And so the people in my stream called him Officer Gelatin, and I set my name to that.
Yeah, that I can see that. Yeah,
but I don't see why.
What's your new name? What are you now?
Crimson A.
Oh, that's what he is in Guild Wars.
Yeah, that's my yeah.
Which he plays with me.
All right. So what is your opinion on this this thing that I'm doing with my kid here?
Yeah. So I think I experienced a little bit of that with my own dad when I was a kid, because as I was listening to it, I recall the specific moment, actually about when I was 9 years old. My dad was playing Star Fox 64, because I was like, hey, Dad, I found a new way to get to this boss on the first level. You should try it.
Neat.
And he couldn't get to it.
Oh.
And I just kept being like, no, the archway. You have to go through the archways. You have to make it through all of them. Dad, you have to make it through all of them. He's like, all right, well, fine. I'm just not going to do it. He got frustrated that I could also do that.
Could you do it? Did you do it for him?
No, he walked out of the room before I could do it for him.
Yeah, yeah.
And how did that make you feel?
I was like, I'm better than you.
All right. Well, there you go.
So it's a coming of age thing.
Yeah.
And I don't personally hold this memory because I was too young for it. I've been playing video games on like NES since like I was like two.
Sure.
And I got really good at Super Mario Brothers, but in that time, like I could do better than both of my parents at two and three at Super Mario Brothers. And there was one of my dad's bandmates loved playing Super Mario Brothers, and we played the two player on Super Mario Brothers 3. And my dad said that his bandmate came back into the room. They were both in the kitchen, and he's like, Are you done playing? And he's like, yeah. And he said, what's wrong? He said, yeah, I'm dead, and your kid has 52 lives.
All right. So overall, you're saying that this is normal, is what I'm hearing, and that it's not going to cause a rift in between my sons and my relationship.
Well,
I think so.
What is your relationship with your dad now? We didn't.
Oh, it's just great. Great.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, there you go.
It'll be fine. I love my dad to pieces.
But secretly, he hates you, I think, because.
oh, yeah. I'm also taking a real estate course from him, and he takes absolutely no missed opportunities to pick on me in front of everybody.
That's love, though. That's fun.
That's sweet.
But also in that, I actually learned from that experience when I was nine, and I became conscious of it afterwards. And I when I was like 13 and 14, I was introducing my cousins to the Sly series.
I've heard of it.
And they oh yeah, that's pretty great. I was introducing them to it, and they kept having me, like, they were younger than me. It was respectively 10 and 7 at the time, and they kept having me do all the work, and I was like, I don't want to like do all of it for you. I want you to experience it. And so I was like trying to not do it for them, and at the same time not give them all the clues and the hints that they were asking for while they were doing it, because I wanted them to be able to do it themselves.
So it made you a better teacher. So maybe this experience, because you said you were nine at the age, right, Jimmy?
Mm-hmm. So at the time that happened. And then when I was 13, 14, when they started playing Sly.
Something to look forward to. Maybe he'll realize that he bothered you. You annoyed him. And then he'll learn how to be a good role model to future gamers.
Highly unlikely based on what I'm seeing right now. All right, Jimmy. Thank you for your help. I appreciate you, man.
No problem.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
It sounded like he said hubba.
I think he did.
He might have.
Do you feel better about this?
I do a little bit. I think my only real concern was is that I was accidentally, because the whole thing had come about, is that I was accidentally being childish or immature. But it sounds like everybody's reaction is like, oh, that's happened to me, or I can understand why that would be the case, or it's because of this, that. Nobody's looking at it going, dude, why do you care?
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. I think that was part of my only concern that I had is that was I...
No, I think it's a real thing. I think the ego of a gamer is a very real thing.
Right.
Otherwise, why would we want to talk smack at each other or do terrible things?
Why would they, yeah, why would there be gestures that exactly. you could just use? That's otherwise, right. there's no reason for a direction pad to exist. Not anymore, right?
Why do we still have the direction
for gestures? And so you can, when you're podiuming in Call of Duty, you can do crazy breakdancing
moves. Plants vs. Zombies, the first time you do it, you get a trophy. Yeah, if you vanquish, because they don't do kills, if you vanquish somebody, the first time you do it, it goes, bing, you taunted, way to go. Like, cool.
By the way, you must tell your son, and I'm going to give you a message like on the show as opposed to off, you must tell your son that my kids have now found new love again in Plants vs. Zombies.
That's wonderful.
Because of playing with your son.
Oh, that's great.
In fact, one of the games that they made Grandma Cheryl get him was the original Plants vs. Zombies for no reason whatsoever.
But don't they own that? Or?
No, oh, we have the sequel, I guess.
Yeah, two, and it's much better.
Yes, that's what I said. I said, so you wanted the older, not as good version?
Yeah.
And Jacob looks at me and goes, yeah.
Yeah, and just to experience it, I suppose.
Why?
There's no backyard play mode. And
he goes, just to see what they had?
Yeah.
And to be fair, it wasn't his money. It was Grandma Cheryl.
So that's right. Yeah. And if you like something, they should be making a third one.
Oh, they are, yeah, or they should?
There's pretty strong indicators because they had jobs posted at EA for character designers in that realm and stuff. So there are no drop dates. But I think at E3 or around then, we could see some announcements for it. If
strong
that happens,
chance
I think,
that the Worsham family will be dressing in a Plants vs. Zombie theme if this holds for at least another. I have a zero
time.
Decision policy
if that's
until
true.
September.
My son, his wall in his bunk bed is plastered with hand-drawn characters of all the characters we unlock. And when we unlock more, he goes back and adds them to it. He draws all of them are in there. So we will be on board with this.
That makes him solidly your offspring, right?
Yes, it does. Yeah. Yes, I'm very proud.
That's adorable, right, to watch.
It's amazing.
Oh, that's the best.
He's pretty great.
I'm very happy.
No, thank you. Right. He's not for sale.
All right, that was our show. Don't forget to follow Kevin at twitch.tv/TheKevinMiller. You can see him playing. Which Sly game did you play?
I played Thievius Raccoonus, which is the first game, but we never know what I'll do next.
And I could go tune in there right now, and I could watch that whole time that you're, and I can see chat,
two hours,
hear you reacting to chat.
Yeah.
And if I follow you, then I will get a notification.
Correct.
The next time you go live, and I could be there for that, and you'll, of course, mention it here on the show, I imagine.
I'll take any friend request that's sent over, so just don't be a jerk. I'll accept your friend request on Twitch as well.
Oh.
So my aunt is still looking to get rid of those cats. So if you live in the Bay Area, she's got four kittens. They're almost weaned. Please let me know.
Unfortunately, the Booster Club chocolate sale has ended. But fortunately, we are launching the Seas Candy, which will support Outdoor Science School Class of 2020. If you are interested in participating in that, maybe getting an Easter egg situation. I know time is very limited, but we might be able to make that happen.
I haven't got a new pair of shoes in some time, so if you could recommend a pair of shoes, I can take recommendations at recommendkevinsomeshoes.net/recommendations.
And I am actually going to be the one driving Kevin to get those shoes once he gets them. So if you could go to Kevin needs an Uber, and it's justin.biz. That would also help me out, too. It's just PayPal button. Just throw
it's
in
super,
$100. Because part of Kevin's shoe buying experience is we do it in a Hummer, which just leads me to my next mention, is I've got a Facebook group.
Oh.
And it's called Why Does Justin Need a Hummer? And it's not, I'm not asking for money yet, but it is a way that we're just, you know, we're spitballing. We're in the R&D phase of why I should have a Hummer.
That sounds, I would totally be into that. Don't forget to click friend, like, follow, resubscribe, double down, and donate for all of the buttons, clicks, and flips at the bottom of this tag URL market and switcheroo-y.
I couldn't agree more. This is just the worship saying, okay, bye.